Good morning. Welcome into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. As we do once a month, we get an update from the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. And joining us on the phone today is Executive Director Karen Hibbard. Good morning to you, Karen.
Good morning, Brandon, and happy October to you. I'm sure you've turned that calendar and you've noticed that we're now really into the fourth quarter and October is here.
That's right. It's a great time of year. I've seen all the pumpkins coming out. I love seeing that. I like the foliage. Do you like the fall foliage?
Oh, I love it. I love it. And I always call October our spooky month. And so we've been delighted with a full moon the last couple of evenings, and it just kind of sets the tone for you to think Halloween and what your favorite costume might be or your favorite Halloween treat. It's that time for us to be thinking that way.
Yeah, really. And really, these last 3 months, it gets more festive here in the Manhattan area. You know, you got lots to look forward to every year. Even in a pandemic, we can still look forward to some of these holidays and just kind of the people getting creative and getting more festive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, it's a good time to celebrate, and any time the seasons change, it's always great to be able to take a look and to see just the beauty that surrounds us.
I know it hasn't been all good news here this year for our local travel and tourism industry. Let's talk first. Let's get some of the bad news out of the way first, and talk about hotel occupancy rates and kind of where they're at right now.
Sure. Well, Brandon, like we said earlier, this is our spooky month, and unfortunately, we've had some spooky times that continue. We are now on our 28th week of having down occupancy in our hotels, and as travelers come into Manhattan, we do see that we are having guests come in to see us, but for the entire month of September, which included a home football game, our occupancy continues to be down. With our most recent, the last week of September, we had a 47.7% occupancy, which is almost about 30% less than what we normally would have this time of year. I also have, unfortunately, I don't have the most current month-to-month occupancy yet from our STAR report, but I can tell you through the month of August, month-to-month, our August occupancy, we were right at 48.6%, and then year-to-date through August, we were running at about a 41.6% occupancy. And so you can see with those numbers, whether we're looking at it at a weekly, month-to-month, or year-to-date, we are much lower than where we normally would be if the pandemic wasn't in place. So we do look forward to consumer confidence coming back. We look forward to travelers coming in and enjoying our community and region and our offerings. And so we do believe that that will change, and we're not going to live in this spookiness forever. We are going to see things turn around, and we look forward to when that does happen.
Absolutely. And I know it's tough on these hotel owners. The outlook's not been great for a long time. To my knowledge, we haven't heard any potential permanent closures of any of these hotels yet, have we?
No, that is true. It is very much, for some of our properties, it really does look like a ghost town. Normally, this time of the year, our community would be the host site for meetings, and many of our meetings have gone virtual. The Kansas Tourism Conference is a perfect example within our own industry. This year, in the month of October, normally is when we go, and we have hosted this conference in the past. This year, the State Tourism Conference was slated to be in Liberal, and the difficult decision was made for that conference to be virtual. And that's what we are seeing, is many of our meetings that normally are held here in Manhattan at this time of the year, those conferences are going virtual. So when given lemon, you make lemonade, right? And so as conferences are being virtual, held virtually, we do have a backdrop that we encourage people to use on their Zoom calls that says Meet in Manhattan, with great photos of Manhattan's offerings in the background. Now, we obviously like it much better when people are here. And Brandon, on a positive note, the Manhattan Conference Center, the expansion has been completed, 4 points by Sheraton. They are working on some renovations at their property. And so I want to assure our listeners that as Manhattan is being chosen as a community to hold an event, whether that be a meeting, a wedding, a family reunion, or simply an overnight getaway in our community, you will have a great, safe stay in any property, whether you are choosing a full-service property or a limited-service property. All of our lodging folks are above and beyond with providing a great experience for the guest.
Yep, I have no doubt about that. Absolutely. And so kudos to them for keeping things clean and safe for our guests. On a positive note here, there have been some activities starting to come back a little bit here, and we're seeing more of that here in the month of October. Let's talk about some of the good news.
Well, you know, it's always fun as the seasons change, so do those activities. And one of the things that is real exciting this year is Lady T, which that is owned and ran by Ron and Chris Wilson. They have created a corn maze this year, and it's a 2-mile corn maze, and it is really, really fun to be a part of. They're open Wednesday through Sunday from 10 o'clock in the morning until 6 in the evening. You do need to go online to book your time for you to go and enjoy being outdoors, enjoying that challenge of walking through the tall, tall corn. That corn is almost 8 feet tall. It's pretty amazing, truly. And as you go through that, you'll enjoy being out in nature. Just make sure you don't tell any secrets when you're going through that corn maze. You know why, don't you, Brandon?
I don't. Oh.
Well, you don't want to tell a secret when you're going through a corn maze, because there's too many ears that are listening.
Walked right into that one.
You know, it's not a good day if you can't find a bad joke to tell. So there you go.
Awesome. Well, then.
Certainly, we do encourage people to go and participate in Lady T's corn maze offerings. And you can do that two ways. One, you can go directly to their website, but we encourage you to go to visitmanhattanks.org, and you will find that link on our website, and we encourage you to go try something new. I promise you that the Wilsons won't let you be stranded out there forever, and if we would happen to have lots of moisture falling from the sky, they will reschedule you for that. And then if you're wanting to try your creativity and encourage your creative mind to come, boy, you really need to get to the Flint Hills Discovery Center. Their new temporary exhibit is Animation Land, and you know, I think that there's a child in all of us. And if you go and experience the new temporary exhibit, you're going to learn how to tell your story through animation. You're going to learn how animation works. When you think about the giant in the animation industry, in my mind, that's Disney, but you all have to start someplace. And so I would encourage you to make it a point to get to the Discovery Center to take advantage of that. You do have a little bit of time. That new temporary exhibit has just opened its doors, and it will be here through January the 3rd. But it's a great, great thing to do as family comes to town, as we're getting ready to celebrate, whether it's Halloween, Thanksgiving, or Christmas. That's an activity that you can do at the Discovery Center. And maybe you have a favorite permanent part of the exhibit that you always enjoy seeing when you go to the Discovery Center. So not only enjoy their new temporary exhibit, but their permanent exhibits as well.
Yeah, that's a great, awesome exhibit that they've got out there. And we're seeing also the zoo. They had a nice groundbreaking. They got a nice project coming up that's going to be done next year.
Yes, and you know what was so exciting about that this last Friday was when the ground was broken on the Expedition Asia improvements that will be made. And when you think about this and just the opportunity that Manhattan has to be home to the Sunset Zoo. Sunset Zoo was founded way back in 1933, and it has just continued to grow and to change over the years. And the new exhibit that is now under construction is going to really be really, really awesome. It's going to be able to give you an up close and personal experience with the lions, and for you to be able to see them, to see how the zookeepers care for them. I don't want to spoil too much of what you're really going to see there as that progress continues on. But I can tell you, next summer, when you're wondering, what are we going to do, and have you been to the zoo lately, you'll want to go and be amazed at that investment and changes that is being made there at the zoo. So just stay tuned. And the good thing is the zoo is open year-round, so you don't have to just think, oh, I'm going to go there on a nice fall afternoon. You can plan that into your monthly activities year-round and have a great experience there.
Yeah, no question about that. And, you know, you saw earlier this week some live performances are starting to come back, at least in some capacity, at the Art Center and at McCain Auditorium.
Yes, and I think that we all are longing for that, to get out, to be able to be entertained and to enjoy socialization. And certainly the MAC is in person, limited season seating due to social distancing, and then just really thrilled the news that was shared last night and then again this morning with McCain doing some virtual performances, and with our very own Wayne Goings to be able to kick that off for McCain. Really exciting to be able to have that opportunity. So, yeah, it's always a great time to enjoy many of the offerings that Manhattan has. That makes us unique.
No doubt. And, you know, even if you can't, maybe if it's not feasible for you to stay here, these are good activities that can bring people into our community and maybe not think about what's going on in the world with COVID-19 and just kind of get away and enjoy yourself.
Absolutely. And then, of course, you know, we always have the great outdoors, and we have benefited so greatly from our surroundings throughout this pandemic so far. And we also have a couple of other activities that are unique and fun. Those folks that are a little bit more adventuresome, on the 17th of October, it's, again, the annual Little Apple Glow Paddle, where you talked about that. I believe it was on Wednesday on InFocus that folks from Petal Creek talked about that in great length. But that you can register through Parks and Rec, Manhattan Parks and Rec. There will not be any boat rentals this year, but you're encouraged to bring your own boat to do that paddle at night, where you're encouraged to make your boat glow. And it's a great time, and it's my understanding that some folks go all out and are in costume as they paddle, and just really a fun, unique way to experience that. And then again, kudos to Ben Sigel and the Manhattan Running Company for what they bring to our community as far as running activities are concerned. On the 31st, which is Halloween, there will be the Little Apple Half Marathon, a marathon, a relay, and a 5K taking place, and that all is taking place out at Tuttle Creek as well. So for those that are runners and adamant about running, we encourage you to participate in that activity as well.
Yeah, nothing that can keep you away from the outdoors, definitely, right now, especially with the weather being so nice, and hopefully we won't see snow anytime soon. I shouldn't even say that word.
No, that usually comes in December. So, you know, when it turns to be a little bit more magical. Right now we're talking about orange leaves and beautiful fall foliage. Certainly as people get out and want to take a drive through the Flint Hills, the grasses are absolutely stunning at this time of the year, as you might take a drive on the Native Stone Scenic Byway or venture on further south to go down to the Tallgrass Prairie Preserve. But even if you're just driving around town, I want to remind our listeners of the outdoor art exhibits that are up along 3rd Street. Certainly those have been a real great amenity to our art in the community. You can enjoy those either by driving by, but I'd encourage you to get out and walk and look at those new art exhibits that are up. If you have a QR code reader on your phone, take a picture of that, and that QR code reader will then give you information on the artist, their inspiration, and the artwork itself. So there's a lot of fun things that you can enjoy in our community that just makes it really fun to be a part of Manhattan and very proud to be a resident in the community.
That's right. And go get yourself a pumpkin spice latte at one of our coffee shops here in town and go do that. That sounds like a good time.
There you go. Can we go do that now, Brendan? You know, that sounds really enticing. So.
Yes, it does, definitely.
I wanted just to end our time with, as we now have entered into the fourth quarter, in the last quarter of the year, wow, I think we all are eager for what 2021 will bring. We will be before the City Commission on the 13th of October presenting our third quarter presentation, kind of a wrap-up of the information that we share on a monthly basis with you here on In Focus. But we will be visiting with the City Commission at that time on October the 13th to share with them the happenings that have been taking place here in Manhattan.
All right. We'll look forward to that. Karen, thank you so much, and we'll look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Oh, Brendan, it's always a delight to talk to you, and happy October.